So think about the last time you asked someone for advice.
Oh, right.
Did you actually want their expertise, or were you just, looking for a cheerleader? Like someone to tell you your terrible idea was actually brilliant.
Yeah, I mean, we've all been there.
Exactly. Welcome back to our deep dive. Today we're prepping you for week four, day seven. We are wrapping up the rule. Never take the advice of anyone on any specific thing that they have not proven to be highly competent at.
And the goal for today's session in the workbook is to finalize your long-term code. So just one code, one quote, and one distill point.
Right, but wait, looking at this from a neuroscientist perspective, isn't that just glorified scrapbooking? Like, how does circling a few things on a page actually change your behavior?
Well, it's not about the paper. It's actually about directed neuroplasticity. So think of your brain like a dense jungle.
Okay, a jungle.
Yeah, and right now, your habit of seeking validation instead of real advice, it's like a wide paved highway. You just travel it completely automatically.
Because it's easy.
Exactly. But this new rule, demanding proven competence, is just a tiny, overgrown dirt path.
Oh, I see.
Every time you consciously isolate and review these specific codes today, you're basically taking a machete and clearing that new path.
So by filtering all the information from the week down to just three core ideas, I'm forcing my brain to repeatedly travel that dirt path.
Until it becomes the new highway, yes, you're chemically signaling to your brain which synapses to strengthen.
Wow, that makes perfect sense. I mean, as a psychology professor, I see confirmation bias constantly,
Oh, absolutely.
which is actually why I picked the Erica Jong quote from the material for my own long-term code. It goes, "Advice is what we ask for when we already know the answer but wish we didn't."
That is such a good one.
Right. We actively avoid true experts because, well, they might tell us we're wrong. We just want validation.
Yeah, which ties perfectly into the mental code I chose from the text. I went with computer respect evidence more than confidence.
Interesting. Why that one?
Because the human brain is biologically wired to gravitate toward loud, confident opinions. You know, evolutionarily speaking, a confident voice signaled safety in a group.
Right. But in the modern world, a confident voice is usually just, I don't know, a fraud selling you something.
Exactly. But how do you stop that? That mental code acts as an artificial pause button. Recalling the phrase physically interrupts your amygdala's emotional response.
To that loud, confident voice.
Right, and it engages your prefrontal cortex, the logical center. That's why my chosen distill point is experience backed by evidence beats confidence backed by nothing.
I love that. So as you go into the workbook today to make your own three selections, your code, your quote, and your distill point, you aren't just doing busy work, you're building that pause button.
And honestly, congratulations on finishing week four. But remember that machete work only happens with the three times a day review ritual.
Morning, midday, and evening.
Yes, because repetition physically adds myelin, an insulating layer, to those new neural pathways. It makes the logical signals travel faster than the emotional ones.
So you're literally hardwiring the new rule. And tonight, the material asks you to pose one final question to your subconscious before sleep.
Which is a crucial step.
Yeah, the question is, which key interest in my life would benefit the most right now from some true expert-level advice? Who do I know who might lead me to that advice?
But don't forget the mental hack at the very end of that
Oh,
tonight.
right, the add-on.
Yeah, you need to explicitly tell yourself, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
Does just saying I'm excited actually do anything biological?
Yes. When you manufacture anticipation, your brain releases dopamine. It acts like a save button, chemically tagging the information you'll learn tomorrow as highly important.
Well, you're going to need that save button fully activated because tomorrow our deep dive pivots to a highly debated political theory.
We'll be breaking down the arguments behind the law for week five, which is all power granted to the state will be abused and used incompetently, so think carefully before granting them any such power.
It's a massive shift in scale from personal advice to state power. So as you review your chosen codes today, ask yourself, if we instinctively trust unwarranted confidence in our personal lives, how much more vulnerable are we when that confidence comes from an institution?